This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo. All right, I know I'm late. I apologize. Week 8 recap show, Degenerate Derek Podcast. 3-2 weekend, huh? A little winning weekend. I can't come on here and bitch about much. When you have a positive weekend, would I liked 4-1? Yeah. Would I have liked the Steelers not to choke? Not even choke, just get beat up by the Jags? Yeah, I would have liked that. I would have liked the Steelers to have been the Steelers and not the Jags be the Steelers. The Jags were the bullies in that game. I was completely wrong. Thought Mike Tomlin was licking his chops with sweet-ass Trevor Lawrence coming in there. Uh-uh. Nah, the Jags are, they're a tough team. They are a tough team. I know the Steelers aren't having the greatest year, but they had a big win against the Rams. Not that the Rams, obviously the Rams fucking suck, but they had a big win on the road against the Rams. I feel like coming back in Pittsburgh, especially with the weather, I mean, that was Steelers football. That was 100% Steelers weather. This moment, I was like, Mike Tomlin, here we go. Nah, Jags beat the shit out of him. So I was completely wrong about the Steelers, and I was way wrong about the Saints. I had the Colts, but I thought the Saints sucked. Not that I think the Saints are good, but just they're not as bad as I thought they were. They take care of business against the Colts. Those were my two losers. I had the Dolphins -9.5. I had the Vikings -1.5, and I had the Cardinals +9.5. Those were my three winners. That's how you get to 3-2. Shout out to the motherfucking Cardinals. They were down like 17. First of all, they were like, that game was close for most of the game, it felt like. And then at the end, the Ravens started to pull away. They're down like 17 or something like that. And the Cardinals score a late touchdown. And then they onside kick it. They recover. At this point, they're down 10 when they recover. They kick a field goal. So now they're down 7. Then they onside kick it again. Ravens recover this time. Take a knee. Ball game. Cardinals lose by 7 and cover the 9.5. Shout out to the fucking Cardinals. Let's go. 3-2 on the week. That was fun. I like winning weeks better than losing weeks. Nothing really to brag about too much. I mean, 3-2 is not that great. I'm 17-22-1 on the year. Still 5 games below 500, which is fucking ass. But I don't know. I still feel like, because I was so wrong about the Saints and I was so wrong about the Steelers, that it still makes me, and I mean, I easily could have lost that fucking Cardinals game. I was dead ass right about the Dolphins and I was dead ass right about the Vikings, but I got lucky on the Cardinals and the Steelers and the Colts. I was just wrong. So I easily could have went 2-3. Even on a winning week, I could tell you that. I'm man enough and I feel like I'm self-aware enough and I don't bullshit anybody because I'm not selling picks. I'm not trying to do nothing to put myself over and whatever. None of that shit. Just being real about it. I am not confident. How could I be? I think I got really lucky to have a winning week this week, but we'll see how it goes. I'm going to still keep grinding at it. I do think one of the reasons that I had a 3-2 weekend, one, because I got lucky with the Cardinals, but Cardinals played hard. Credit to them. You know, they were in a lot of that game. It wasn't like they just got lucky at the end. They played them really tough. And so, therefore, they covered because of it. I think I put in the time that past week. I really grinded, you know, watching some games and just taking my time with it, right? Taking my time with it. And I think that's the reason why I had a winning week. Can I do it again? I don't know. I haven't had a lot of winning weeks. And again, I easily could have lost that Cardinals game. But we'll see. Shout out to the Cowboys. They beat up on a bad team, the Rams. That's what the Cowboys do. If you're a bad team and the Cowboys play you, they're like the Dolphins. They're going to kick the fucking shit out of you. But if you're a good team, our buttholes pucker a little bit. Rams were embarrassing. Embarrassing. Shout out to Carolina. Carolina got their first win of the year. I called it. Did I not call it? Did I not say on the podcast, talking about how they were 0-6 or 0-7, whatever it was against the spread? I was like, they got to cover at some point. Boom. 15-13, they get their first win. It was the number one pick against the number two pick from the draft. Number one pick comes out victorious on what looks like a shit ton of field goals. But 15-13, nonetheless, Carolina covers and wins their first game of the year. Minnesota beat the shit out of Green Bay, but at a cost of Kirk Cousins tearing his Achilles. New Orleans beats the Colts' ass. Dolphins, Patriots, you know, that's what I said. The Dolphins, they're like the Cowboys, bro. If you're a bad team, they're going to beat your ass and they're going to cover. Jets and Giants was a shit show. Oh, the Giants have to be so mad. Oh, they have to be so mad. They had this game. And they let Zach Wilson with like 24 seconds left get them in a field goal position. No timeouts to tie the game. And then to win it in overtime, you have to be fucking sick if you're a Giants fan. Gross. Atlanta, Tennessee was fun. Just because of that that quarterback they got at Tennessee, Will Levis, throws four touchdowns. Oof. I think he threw three to D-Hop. That was a game, though. That Tennessee-Atlanta game might have been the most fun game of the weekend. Yeah, there were some decent ones. Philly-Washington was pretty good. I feel like Washington was like in control most of that game until they weren't. Oh, they gave up 21 points in the fourth. Eek. Yeah, they were in control. Wow, jeez. Give up three touchdowns. You give up three touchdowns in the fourth quarter when you only gave up two touchdowns before that the whole game. Yikes. Cleveland-Seattle pissed me off. I had Cleveland money line. I had Cleveland and Bengals money line. I was going to, oh my God, I'd be a rich man today if those hit. But Cleveland just fucking shit the bed at the end of that game. They were up 20-17. And instead of nutting up and, you know, playing, making Seattle settle for a field goal, they fucking let them score a touchdown and fucking lose the game. Dumb, bro. Kansas City, big shocker. They lose to Denver. 9-24. Division game. I think it was, I don't know, Denver hadn't beat them in like years. I don't know if he had ever lost, Patrick Mahomes had ever lost to Denver. I don't know. But apparently he had the flu. He looked like shit yesterday. Not a big deal. I think he literally felt like shit and played like shit. And is Kansas City shit because of it? No. I think it's the NFL. And even a shitty team like the Broncos can have their day, especially when, you know, Taylor Swift wasn't there. I mean, what do you want the Chiefs? You want the Chiefs to win when Swift's not there? Like, pff, fuck out of here. Joe Burrow looked fucking awesome yesterday. God, that guy looked good. He was running all over the Niners. Niners have now, since dismantling the Cowboys, the Niners have lost three in a row. Brock Purdy went from never losing a regular season game to now he can't win one. Love it. Thank you. After you just fucking made us look like shit, then you lose three in a row. San Francisco's a bunch of dickheads for that. But, you know, whatever. San Francisco, some trouble there. Bengals look awesome, though. Bengals are going to be at a problem. Just like everybody thought they would. You let Joe Burrow get healthy. That team wasn't going to be, you know, everybody saw this. Everybody knew it. I'll be honest. I don't think anybody was cashing in on the Bengals. I didn't hear a lot of, you know, rumblings about the Bengals being in too much trouble. They just got a lot of dudes on that team. And, you know, they were the better team yesterday. 31-17, easy money line, easy cover for them. So shout out to Joe Cool. And the night game was just dog shit. I mean, I turned that shit off halftime. I started watching Francis Ngannou reaction videos on YouTube. I was fucking not watching that Bears-Chargers shithole game. Be a Bears fan, man. You just got to be, you're a sad person. I feel bad for you. It's like being a Cowboys fan, honestly. So I guess I shouldn't feel too bad for you because I'm a Cowboys fan, but you guys look shit like last night. Look like shit last night. We didn't, so I'll feel bad for you today. Chicago loses 13-30. And that's it. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Raiders, Lions. Are the Lions bad? It's hard to really tell when they're taking on a 3-4 Raiders team tonight, but after what happened last week, Lions got some demons to exercise. Is that the right phrase? I don't know if that's the right use of that phrase, whatever. I feel like that's how I've heard it, but I don't know if that's how you say it. They're favored by 7 against the Raiders. I feel like maybe the Lions got a bit exposed. Let's go with the fun story of the Lions got exposed. Raiders plus 7. That's my Monday night pick. That's your week 8 recap. I recapped all the games for you, huh? You like that? I bet you do. I went 3-2 over the weekend. I got the Raiders plus 7 tonight on account of, let's just say the Lions are actually shit. Let's say the Lions are not good. So let's go Raiders plus 7. I'll be back Friday with your week 9 picks as I get ready for Philadelphia. The fucking Eagles. Gross. 3-point dogs? Come on. Where's the Cowboy respect, dog?
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.